This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm James Hattori. 127 degrees in the shade. That's how high temperatures get in the desert town of Coober Pedy, Australia, one of the hotter and weirder spots on Earth. The lifeblood of the place is opal mining, but this is a mining town like no other.
That's because many of the 3,500 residents live in a network of underground dwellings. We sent freelance producer Adam Burke to explore this strange place, and he returned, like a lot of people who see Coober Pedy, just a little bit warped.
How about if we start with that name, Coober Pedy? Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, does it? It actually comes from two Aboriginal words, meaning white man in a hole. Probably works as a metaphor, but across the chalky desert that surrounds Coober Pedy, there are real holes left behind by opal prospecting. Lots and lots of holes.
Around about 4 million holes.
4 million?
Yes, pretty close to 4 million, yes.
They're just everywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Have a look. See there, 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 there.
Meet my tour guide, Demetrius Nicoloudis, known to just about everyone in Coober Pedy as Jimmy the Runner.
Jimmy the Runner, because I've been running all my life, you know, I was in sports. Plus, also, I've been running opal for people, some people.
Yeah, well, Jimmy is now running me around the dirt roads outside of town. The landscape looks as if it's inhabited by giant gophers. Massive mounds of sandy earth as far as the eye can see. In a quest to find milky iridescent opals, miners dig shafts 100 feet deep, then excavate from there. All that dirt has to be put somewhere, so up it goes to the surface.
Have a look at the piles. They look like pyramids, don't they?
The holes themselves aren't so easy to spot. Some are just 3 to 4 feet wide. Jimmy the Runner slows to point out a caution sign showing one of those stick figure humanoids plunging down a narrow mine shaft.
Very, very dangerous.
Make a wrong step out here, and goodbye, Charlie.
Goodbye, Charlie, yes. If you survive the fall, if you survive the fall, you can yell your little heart out. Nobody's going to hear you. All right?
Every town is caught in a tug of war between the reasons to stay and the reasons to leave. On this front, Coober Pedy has special challenges. The town is a 25-hour drive northwest of Sydney into the arid heart of Australia. Here's longtime resident John Wayne Dunstan.
The hottest summer I've ever felt in Coober Pedy was in 1979. We had 15 days straight in the 50s, 52, 53.
Celsius, that is, which is roughly between 124 and 127 degrees Fahrenheit.
And I'll tell you something, this is true. I was watching a group of birds flying over in that midsummer day, and bloody some of the birds were just dropping down dead because it was so hot.
And to Sonia Thornton, mother of three, even normal summer temperatures are challenging.
You're sweating, it's hot, you can't take enough clothes off. You just want to be sitting somewhere where there's water, where you can splash yourself constantly. You're just knackered.
Knackered, that's not good. It means tired, wiped out, incapable of lifting even a finger. Coober Pedy bills itself as the opal mining capital of the world, but the town holds another, more peculiar distinction. It may have more troglodytes per capita than any other place on Earth. And when I say troglodytes, I mean it literally. People who live underground, in a cave or a burrow, or as Sonia Thornton calls her home, a dugout.
You put me in the desert in extreme heat, and I'll probably flounder just as your average Joe Blow. You put me in the desert in a dugout, and I'll be able to survive.
The front of the Thornton family dugout is a vertical wall of excavated rock with a wide rectangular hole cut into it.
We've got a playroom in there.
On this day, outside temperatures are pushing 95 degrees, reasonably cool by Coober Pedy standards. Just inside the front door, the entry hallway and adjoining kitchen are in the low 80s.
Then we step down, and as you go down, it becomes cooler.
We head deeper underground, past a living room and an office, into a room they call the lower lounge.
Right, so, and this is about 24 Celsius, and I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit.
That's 75 degrees Fahrenheit, probably around 20 degrees cooler than it is outside.
So it's bearable. So we don't have any air conditioning in this house.
And while it's a bit gloomy inside, it's pretty easy to tell how a sandstone dugout might make life in the desert bearable.
You know, I'd ring up my husband and say, get the milk if I need the milk, because there's no way I'm leaving the house today. And I suppose that's what happens. We become like underground animals.
The lure of striking it rich in opal mining has kept the town flush with people over the years.
At the age of 22, I went on 3 weeks holidays, like a lot of young people. And I drove into the desert, first time I've ever been in the desert. And I drove in the desert and just went, wow.
Peter Rowe grew up in Melbourne and moved to Cooper Pedy in 1967 to find $1 million.
Exciting time in Cooper Pedy in those days. I went to work one day and found enough money to buy two houses in 20 minutes with a handpick. I mean, that's exciting, you know. Of course, I didn't go and buy two houses with it. I bought more machinery and went broke again, you know. But you get tied up in the game and it becomes like, that's not enough. I'll go and find more. And, that was easy to find. I've got 20 minutes. I've got two houses. I'll go and find some more, you know. And, of course, it's taken you 2 years to find that. And all of a sudden, it takes another 2 years before you find another lot, you know. And I end up with nothing at the end of it. Start off with nothing. And eventually, after a certain period of time, I said, well, that's it.
It's gambling.
John Wayne Dunstan, a miner and shop owner in Cooper Pedy, says opal mining has never been easy.
10% of the people make good money, money that they can go and invest somewhere, you know? And then maybe another 30% will just survive, you know, have a good living, but survive. And then 50, 60% goes down.
And even though the region produces four-fifths of the world's precious opal, he says the supply is drying up.
The days when it was real busy here in Cooper Pedy, that was in the 70s and the 80s, South Australia was producing up to about 200 million a year. But now people are dropping out of the game because it's all the easy opal's been found.
Drive down the main street of Cooper Pedy. The town is mining its history, its lifestyle, everything in an effort to survive. You can stay in an underground motel, pray in one of many underground churches. You can drink in an underground bar. You could take a tour into the surrounding desert that served as a set for post-apocalyptic films like Mad Max, Beyond Thunderdome.
Cooper Pedy's going more into tourism now. Probably 60, 70% of the income coming into the town is from tourism. But opal mining is dying.
Here's the surprising thing. People stay. Take Peter Rowe. Even after he gave up opal mining in the 1980s, he remained in Cooper Pedy. He worked as a mechanic and a tour guide. He started taking photographs and making pottery. But he's still got the bare-knuckled recklessness that made him an avid opal miner.
I find it very difficult to understand someone who gets up in the morning and goes to the same job, 9 to 5, catches a train to work, catches the bus to work. And I'm sure a lot of people in Cooper Pedy are like that. They think the same. Live for today, tomorrow you might be dead. It's an old saying, you're a long time looking at the lid. So, you know, get out there and do it, mate. This is not a dress rehearsal. Well, we've got one go. We've got one go, you know.
These words could be the motto of Cooper Pedy's endurance, or they could be the town's epitaph. For NPR News, I'm Adam Burke.